So, anybody remember Temtem? You know, the supposed Pokemon killer that was going to pave the way for Pokemon or creature capturing RPGs? Because, let's face it, at the time and pretty much still now, Pokemon is in a very, very bad rut. But, not many people talked about Temtem, and for good reason. It sucks. Like, it started off so interesting, and the Temtem designs could be a lot better compared to, like, Pokemon Generation 1's designs. It would be nice if it wasn't just all animals and various kind of species and creatures, like humanoid figures and whatnot, but whatever. But there's just so many problems. It's an MMO with no MMO elements. This is really a single-player game. I don't even know why they decided to go in this direction, because it offers absolutely nothing. Because what do you actually do as a team? Nothing, really. So I don't even know why they even bothered. But, yeah. The story is basically non-existent and not very good. Basically, you're this Temtem trainer going around the gym challenges, facing against the Elite Four, and of course there's an evil organization doing evil stuff, and that's it. We don't know what the evil organization is doing. Basically, harnessing some crystals to do something, and that's it. Oh, for fuck's sakes, even fucking Team Rocket back in Generation 1 had more depth and nuance here. They were basically the Pokemon Mafia. They captured Pokemon, sell them on the black market for profit, and even do experiments on them to make them more valuable. They even made fucking Mewtwo, which escaped, and is probably the most powerful Pokemon second to Mew in the Legendaries. And if you actually go to Lavender Town, it explains that Team Rocket has done so much evil shit, and the experiments went so horribly wrong, and the Pokemon that they kidnapped, that they basically just killed them. What do we get with the organization in Temtem? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I don't even know why we even find them, aside from their gain in a way because they're douchebags. That's pretty much it. And even then, some of the floating islands in Temtem just don't really have that much variety. You got the grass island, you got the ice island, you got the fire island, you got the sky island. Aren't we already in the sky? Whatever. There's just not much to talk about, because there's nothing here. Plus, the rules and regulations for this game are just so fucking absurd. If you do one slight thing wrong, or even doing just basic shit, like trading items and Temtems, that counts as a ban. What? The management for this game is so fucking bad that it's downright impossible to do anything. Which just reiterates my point further. Why is this an MMO, when really it's just a single-player game? I don't fucking get this. This doesn't make any kind of sense at all. The music is nice, I suppose, but not much to write home about. The rest of the game just drags on and slogs through all of this. There really is not much variety in the Temtems either, as most of the Temtems you see are basically the same ones over and over again. Just about. And even then, there really is not much challenge here. But aside from all of that, what else is there to talk about? Oh yeah! It has microtransactions up the ass. Oh my god. What were they thinking? There's microtransactions on costumes, cosmetics, even fucking simple shit as stat boosters and more Temtems to collect. Wait, are you fucking kidding me? They even have a battle pass and everything. What is this shit? What? Why? And everything is so goddamn expensive. As of right now, the game is effectively dead, and they're not going to put out any more updates. In fact, the update that they put out, version 1.6, outright says, yeah, this is it. Okay, have fun. Wait, what? That's it? That wasn't an update. That was just a notice. So, what was even the point of this game in the first place? It was a Kickstarter crowdfunded project over the terrible state of Pokemon, because, let's face it, Game Freak has no clue what the fuck they're even doing anymore, and refused to evolve and adapt compared to other game studios, because guess what? Times have changed. Small studios aren't gonna cut it anymore. You need more people. You need more expertise and experience in order to get in this kind of business. Doing the same thing that you've been doing in the fucking 90s is not gonna cut it anymore. And it certainly shows. But, Temtem is such a waste of potential. There are many other, better creature-capturing RPGs out there. I can't name them at the top of my head, but there's a lot of them. But they have to be a lot better than this, because... what a waste. Temtem could be something much more, but it just isn't. Why this needs to be an MMO? Why this needs to have multiplayer? And why you need all of this other fucking bullshit that needs to be there, I have no clue. But it offers absolutely nothing. And it has zero substance, because after you complete the whole game and deal with the evil organization, there's nothing to do. Absolutely nothing. There is no after game. You just did it without even realizing it. There is absolutely nothing to do. What am I supposed to do? Face up against Temtem trainers and get more Temtems? You've already done everything. There's no point to even continuing this. This is the most soulless and empty aftergame I've ever seen. There is absolutely nothing here. Again, going back to generation fucking one of Pokemon, after you beat the Pokemon League, you go back to Cerulean Cave and capture Mewtwo for bragging rights. Even fucking Generation 2, after you beat the Pokemon League, you go to Kanto. Face up against the gym leader, see how everything changed over the years, and fought Red, the ultimate trainer and main protagonist of the previous game. And in Temtem, you get fucking nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's all a waste of time. There is no reason to even continue playing this. And as of right now, the player base is pretty much dead. They've moved on to much better games, and for good reason. This game is downright unplayable if you do the slightest thing that isn't agreeable with the developers, and the developers can't take criticism worth shit either. And management is borderline non-existent. This whole thing is just a fucking mess. It started out with good intentions, but over time they just became greedy for no reason. This was a complete waste of time. And is there any reason why people are fearful over Kickstarter projects now? Because of this shit, and Mighty No. 9, and many, many others. Because, fuck, management is really, really bad. But, that's all I have to say, really, so, fuck Temtem. Ironically, Pokemon killed the Pokemon killer. How about that?